The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Taking the time to settle, the heart, the mind stabilizing. Trusting whatever this is, the body and the mind now, it's sensitive. And because of the sensitivity of the mind and body, the result of this exposure is this never-ending series of sense contact. Happening so fast with such great diversity that it's not really possible to be aware or to discern clearly each sense experience. But as a start, we can simply notice when the visual form is the foundation of the sense experience, or the auditory form, tactile experience, smell, taste, mental activity. And the mind thinks in terms of continuity. But the more honest, the more simple the awareness, it's easier to understand the experience as a series of sense contacts, sense impressions, coming through one of these six sense gates, through the mind as mental activity, and then through each of the five sense gates, five physical sense gates of seeing and hearing, touching and smelling and tasting. So take a few moments of silence and tune in to each of these six sense gates, these six sensitivities. And then just relax into the great play of sense experience arising, and see if you can notice through which gate the more predominant sense experiences are coming in through, sight or sound or touch or thought. Keep it that simple. Of course, it's not easy to be aware of experience in terms of these momentary sense contacts. It's quite quick and subtle. But at least intellectually, we know it makes sense that in any moment, it's a sight being known, a sound being known, a touch being known, a thought being known, a smell or a taste being known. It could never be something else other than a contact through one of these six sense gates. So that confidence that it makes sense can support this interest, confirming it in our own experience. So again, it's a practice of recognizing experience as a momentary sense impression, sense contact through one of six sense gates. If it feels like it's ongoing, then practice seeing that ongoing experience as moments of sense contact, followed by another moment of sense contact, a very similar moment, followed by another similar moment of sense contact. But in any moment, it's that sensitivity being touched, in a sense, by that sense experience being known by consciousness. And it's never more complicated than that. Now, as I'm sure you're noticing, the real trick to this meditation is to notice thoughts being known in the same way that you would notice a sound due to the sensitivity of the ear. A sound is heard and known due to the sensitivity of the skin. A touch is felt and known due to the sensitivity of the eye. A sight is seen and known. But due to the sensitivity of the mind, a thought also is being known. So see thought, any kind of mental event, in the same way that you see a touch or a sight or a sound. A thought is something that makes an impression on the sensitivity of the mind that's sensitive to thought or sensitive to mental activity. And of course, if there's not a lot of wisdom in the mind when we notice sense contact, wisdom would understand that it's just an experience being known. It's not self, just something from the body or something, some activity of the mind being known. But if there isn't that wisdom, then because of the perception that arises with the contact and the feeling, the pleasantness or unpleasantness of that sense contact, there will arise usually some of the fetters, craving or some kind of mental proliferation arising out of the sense experience, the sense contact. So generally these experiences of the feeling or the mental proliferation and the tension associated with that so-called drama of the mental proliferation, those are usually easier to detect because they're suffering. Things are tight. But at any point, noticing a particular feeling or noticing mental proliferation, the judging mind or the craving mind, envy, ill will, conceit, whatever it might be, that experience can also be noticed, seen as a simple moment of sense contact, a particular moment of an impression on the mind, on the body, sight or sound. Just a sense contact being known, a sense experience being known. And notice the effect of seeing, understanding in this simple way. So if you were doing a mental noting practice with this style of meditation, then initially you'd simply note the sense gate. So seeing is being known, or touch, sensation is being known, thought is being known. But if the mind continued to suffer, be tight, struggle, then you might try noting the feeling tone, pleasantness is being known or unpleasantness is being known. And if the mind continued to struggle, felt tight, bound up in some way, then you might specifically note the fetter, the way that the mind is struggling in the moment. Maybe there's aversion or fear. Maybe there's some kind of desiring, wanting. So you would notice that. That would be the sense contact to note. Start with the sense gate. Move to the feeling tone as necessary. And then if necessary, specifically note, try to bring into view the way the mind is struggling. And just acknowledge that this experience is being known. It's making an impression on the heart. And it's like this. Of course, the whole practice depends on a willingness to recognize that in each moment, it's really simple. It's something is being known. This is being known. This might be the sense contact itself. It might be the feeling tone. It might be one of the fetters, one of the ways that the mind resists or struggles. But it's still something being known. This is being known. Can this be okay that this is being known? So instead of trying to control experience, we just let experience happen. And with as many moments as we can in a relaxed way, just notice that moment as a contact through one of the six gates. If and when necessary, acknowledge the feeling tone. If the mind is struggling in some obvious way, acknowledge, notice the way it's struggling, or notice the struggling as something happening. See if you can recognize that way of struggling, how it is. Usually the ways of struggling have some I involved in it, some self-drama. So it's known through the mind gate. It's a thought or view being known. And for the last minute or two, just a sense, that sense of equanimity with the sensitivity, these six sensitivities, and equanimity with all the different feeling tone that might arise with all the sense contacts, all the sense experiences that are coming and going. So in other words, freedom with the exposure. The mind, the heart is sensitive, exposed. Can that be okay? Is it safe to relax into the sensitivity? Softening, opening, a kind and clear presence.